King Ahab was furious with Elijah. Elijah had defeated 450 prophets of Baal. Ahab was embarrassed because he had started the worship of Baal in Israel. Ahab swore he would find Elijah and punish him. Elijah was terrified. He ran for his life into the desert. After a day of fleeing for his life, he sat down under a bush. Elijah was exhausted, hungry, and afraid. He thought that it was just a matter of time before Ahab's armies found him. He quietly fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel tapped his shoulder and said, "Wake up! Eat something!" Elijah opened his eyes. He saw flatbread baking on glowing coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then went back to sleep. The Lord's angel returned a second time and tapped him. "Wake up," the angel said. "Eat something because you have a difficult road ahead of you." Elijah got up, ate, and drank. For 40 days and nights, Elijah traveled to God's mountain. When he arrived, he went into a cave and fell asleep. In the darkness of the night, the Lord said, "Why are you here, Elijah?" Elijah replied, "The Israelites have abandoned your covenant. They worship false gods now. I'm the only one left, and now they want to take my life too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain. The Lord is passing by." A powerful wind tore through the mountains and broke apart the stones before the Lord. But the Lord wasn't in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire. But the Lord wasn't in the fire. After the fire, there was a sound, thin and quiet, the sound of sheer silence. Elijah went out and stood at the cave's entrance. A voice came to him and said, "Why are you here, Elijah?" He said, "All of the Israelites have broken your covenant. They worship other gods. I'm the only one left, and now they want to take my life too." The Lord said to him, "There are still 7,000 faithful people in Israel. They have not bowed down to Baal. I will be with you, Elijah. Come, you and I have work to do. The name of the Lord will be worshipped in all of Israel."